Echo Wilcox was destined to become a musician, as her mother has had a long career in the music industry, and her father is a musician as well. Wilcox, who plays guitar along with being a talented vocalist, says her earliest memories were as a toddler sitting around her father and his guitar.
He was the one who initially started me out with guitar, and since the age of like 3, that was like my first memory of playing, sitting in the kitchen on the floor, and he'd play the chords on strum the guitar, and it kind of just stuck.
Wilcox started the group Ancient Warfare in 2009 in Savannah, Georgia, when she was in school. In 2011, Wilcox moved to Lexington and brought the group with her as well. Ancient Warfare has undergone a few different lineup changes, but its current lineup is Emily Hagihara on drums and keyboards, Rachel Yamarella on violin, and the newly acquired Reva Williams on bass, along with Wilcox on guitar and vocals. Ancient Warfare's new album, The Pale Horse, is a project 3 years in the making, Wilcox says, paints a picture not only of her life, but the life of the band as well.
I wouldn't have asked for it any other way as far as time-wise goes. I mean, I think it was actually better that it took so long to make. For one, the songs have evolved and changed, and I kind of like that. I can't commit very well to a song. Even the songs we've played them for years, and we constantly are changing them. And it's nice, especially with all 4 of us. The rest of the girls really bring so many other angles to it, and I love that.
Echo Wilcox will be playing with Ancient Warfare Thursday, March 6th at the Green Lantern. Ancient Warfare's new album, The Pale Horse, is expected to be released in fall of 2014. More information about Ancient Warfare can be found at facebook.com/ancientwarfare. For WUKY News, I'm DeBron Thomas.